Now, imagine waking up and walking outside your home to find a giant hole, a trench in your front yard, and not just in your yard, but along the entire street. NPR's Ted Robbins reports that's what happened in a neighborhood south of Phoenix.
When Summer Martinez stepped out of her house after a recent rain,
I didn't really know what to think. I was more in shock.
Down the street, Pam DeVries thought the same thing.
I was sickened, almost horrified, scared.
That's because a gaping crack from 3 to 10 feet wide and 10 to 15 feet deep now ran along the entire street. It was not a sinkhole. Sinkholes happen in limestone country when a cave or a mine collapses. This is an earth fissure. It's the result of decades of groundwater pumping when the land was used for agriculture. As the water was removed, the land sank. It's called subsidence. And in spots, the subsiding land cracks. It starts small, but when it rains, the clay soil just dissolves into the crack and opens up a fissure. Ray Harris is a geologist with the Arizona Geological Survey.
It wasn't a problem when it was rural because if it doesn't crack somebody's house, then nobody cares about it.
And farms all over Arizona, one of the fastest growing states in the country, are being replaced by homes. To homeowners, the fissures seemingly appear overnight. But Ray Harris leafs through a 4-inch binder filled with maps of earth fissures all over Arizona. He says this one, called the Y fissure for its shape, is well documented.
And there's an aerial photo showing the earth fissure, and then there's a ground photo showing the fissure taken in 1961. So 44 years ago is when this fissure opened up, so it's not a new crack.
In the intervening years, as different parts of the fissure opened up, people filled it in with dirt, which was literally and figuratively covering up the problem. Pam DeVries and her husband Rod bought their 4-bedroom house on an 1.25-acre lot just a year ago. When she found out too late that the fissure was well documented,
we couldn't understand why anybody would allow building here.
Well, it's because in some ways this is still the Wild West. Even though it's right next to the town of Queen Creek, this neighborhood is in an unincorporated area. There are no paved streets, no municipal police, fire, or ambulance services, and none of the planning requirements, like an engineering review, of a typical subdivision. Joy Rich is planning and development director for Maricopa County, where the land is located.
If you are a developer in an unincorporated county and you create 5 or fewer lots, you do not have to go through any subdivision process. You simply go down and record your deed and sell your property.
It's not Joy Rich's choice. The Arizona State Legislature passed a law specifically prohibiting counties from exercising any authority over what are known as wildcat or lot split developments. It was the result of lobbying by landowners who wanted to continue selling lots without oversight. And says geologist Ray Harris, it's part of a desire to keep government out of people's lives.
Most people don't want restrictions on where they can build until their house cracks. Then they wonder why there weren't restrictions on why they could build there.
Which is where the people living next to the fissure now find themselves. In a nearby community center, about 25 residents are meeting with geologists and hydrologists to find out what to do next.
Well, if you give me your name and number, I can look more carefully.
Meanwhile, geologist Ray Harris wants to put fissure maps on the internet so potential property owners can be better informed. Arizona counties say they will push the state legislature to change wildcat development laws. Ted Robbins, NPR News.